The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hands. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Good evening. It's been a long time that we have not seen each other, right? Okay. Have you noticed in the gospel today, we have only four verses. So I have all the reason to deliver a long homily. Four verses, okay. But I'm just kidding, okay. So my dear friends, what is the difference between a thief and a bad politician? What is the difference between a thief and a bad politician? Okay. The difference between a thief and a bad politician is this. The thief gets the money first and then runs. While the bad politician runs first for office and then gets the money. Right? Yeah, okay. I say bad politician because this is in opposite to a good politician. If you are a good politician, you run for office and then stay the money on the treasury. Okay. So, my dear friends, there are many voices that each person hears each day. The voice of the radio announcer over the radio. The voice of a singer on a stage opera. The anchorman's voice on television. And also voice of a politician on a debate. Okay. Husbands and wives hear each other's voice as well as those of their children. Workers hear the voice of their manager. In the midst of so many voices, how can people tell which one they are really hearing? So that's the question there. The fourth Sunday during Easter season is called the Good Shepherd Sunday because the gospel talks about the Good Shepherd no other than Jesus. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish." What a great voice coming from our Lord, giving us words of promise of eternal life. Maybe each of us, maybe each one of us is wondering why Jesus calls us sheep in our gospel today rather than another animal like pigs, for example. You know, pigs are the source of pork meat, right? And the delicious bacon. Yeah. Okay. And ham. Okay. The reason why Jesus chose the sheep image and not the pig image is because they have different traits and character. I will mention three. First, the sheep is a quiet animal. The pig, on the other hand, is loud and boisterous. Okay. Second, the sheep is a humble animal. The pig is proud and arrogant and throws his weight around anywhere he wants to. The third, the sheep tries to clean itself when dirty. The pig, on the other hand, stays and wallows in the mud. So would you try to be called as a sheep or a pig? Speaking of pigs, a question was asked about piglets. You know piglets, right? Baby pigs, the small pigs. Okay. So why do piglets, when walking around, their heads are bowed down and keep looking at the ground and never to raise up? Maybe you have some answers for this, right? Looking for food or something else, low esteem and other things that you have to answer. But what do you think will be the one answer? I will give you one answer. And the answer is this. It is because they are ashamed that their mother is a pig. So, comparing ourselves with sheep, not the pigs, sheep are better listeners than us, right? They can really recognize the shepherd's voice without any error because they are used to it. But we can be a good sheep that Jesus wants us to be. Jesus is depicted as the good shepherd, but the term shepherd embraces all who have executive powers and have something to do with administration, direction, management, or guidance of people. Examples of this. In the political arena, we have the president, senators, representatives, governors, mayors, city council members, cabinet members, department heads, and others. In the family and in the academe, we have the parents, the guardians, professors, class instructors, teachers, supervisors, superintendents, and others. In the church, we have the pope, the bishops, the priests, chaplains, spiritual directors, and others. In any community, we have the community leaders, chairpersons, and others. In short, this Sunday is for anyone who is the head or leader of any group or undertakings. My dear friends, at present, here in the United States, the political campaign is now going on in preparation for the coming November election. Debates are aired on television and we listen to their rhetorical voices. Later on, we will elect the people whom we would like to lead our government. We have to vote wisely and sincerely. It should come from our conscience and hearts. It should come from ourselves and not from others who dictate to us. Our vote is sacred and should be protected. We should not be fooled by appearances, words, and promises. Study the platforms of the candidates and their track records. We should vote for persons who act in a manner consistent with Christian principles. We are voting for public servants who can serve us best. Because we are the ones in charge of deciding who will be worthy in an office, we must distinguish which ones of them. We have to vote those who are pro-God, pro-people, pro-life, pro-country, pro-environment, a person with integrity and transparency, a person of peace, justice, and love. Going back to what Jesus said to us, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me." I will share to you a comparison between Jesus and Satan from the book written by Father Frank Mihalik. It says that all during our lives, we have to choose between two leaders, Jesus or Satan. One asked for hard things, and the other one asked for easy things. So we hear his voices like this from the two masters. Jesus says, "You must learn to control your desires." Satan says, "Let yourself go. Do whatever you please." Jesus says, "God sometimes sends crosses in your life. You must learn to carry them just as I did." Satan says, "You should be angry with God for the crosses and pain. You deserve to be treated better than that." Jesus says, "You must think of other people first." Satan says, "If you do not think of yourself, no one else will." Jesus says, "Heaven is more important than earth." Satan says, "Heaven is a dream, an imagination, which you cannot see. Be practical. Take and use and enjoy what you see right now." Jesus says, "Think first of your soul and then of your body. The soul is more important." Satan says, "The body is all you have. Forget about the soul, which you cannot see." Jesus says, "Do not be foolish and use all your energy, getting more and more power and money and fame." Satan says, "Nonsense. Money, power, and fame are the only things which make this life worth living." My dear friends, Jesus promises us heaven after earth, while Satan promises us heaven on earth. At the great judgment on the last day, Jesus and not Satan is going to do the judging. We better be on the right side. Whose voice do you want to follow?